Today, Omicron Day, Black Friday or Red Friday? A market update for the 27th of November 2021. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The extended stock values around the world, created by too much central bank and government financial support, makes them prone to react to news, be it bad or good, in a more extreme way. As we said a couple of days back, given the liquidity in the system, often it's just a matter of switching between sectors based on the latest news trail. But Black Friday turned into Red Friday as markets reacted to the news of a potentially dangerous new virus strain, now known as the Omicron strain. This was an unquietening wake-up call. Authorities worldwide reacted with alarm on Friday to the coronavirus variant found in South Africa, with the European Union and Britain among those tightening border controls, as researchers sought to establish if it was vaccine-resistant. Travel bans and other snap defences that countries threw up against Omicron, the new variant, are buying time for scientists to answer key questions that could prevent another wave of deaths. This is not trivial, said Jay Hatfield, chief executive and founder of Infrastructure Capital Management. So it makes sense for people to rebalance because there's tons of uncertainty and that's never good for buying stocks. Labs in Europe, the US and Africa are preparing for tests to see how the new variant is likely to behave in people who've been vaccinated or previously infected. Real-world research will be important too as health authorities monitor the outbreak in South Africa closely to find out how much more transmissible the new variant will be as it spreads and whether it's more dangerous or deadly. The question, though, will take weeks to answer. Scientists and policymakers said the search for understanding starts in the variant's dramatic pattern of 50 mutations, more than 30 of which are on the virus's spike protein, which is the weapon that COVID-19 uses to invade victims' cells. It'll continue via lab work and finally in observations of illnesses and transmission patterns in real life. But what's clear so far is that a constellation of mutations has come together that may make Omicron spread more quickly, said Wendy Barclay, head of the Department of Infectious Disease at Imperial College in London. Taken together on paper, it's very biologically plausible that this virus has increased transmissibility, Barclay said in a briefing on Friday. Researchers must apply the knowledge they've gained in more than a year of intense study of the virus, she said. That's where you start, and then you try and back up that sort of approach by looking at the epidemiology and the laboratory-based studies. So as a result of all this, US stocks closed lower on Friday, with the Dow and the S&P 500 suffering their biggest one-day percentage drop since February, and pandemic sectors that had gained sharply after a reopening, now falling sharply. Treasuries jumped on haven bids, sending the 10-year yield down the most since March 2020 on a closing basis, while traders push back bets on the Federal Reserve hiking rates. The benchmark 10-year US Treasury yield fell to 1.48%. Oil and industrial metals plunged. Speculative assets like Bitcoin extended its decline to more than 20% versus the all-time high notched earlier in the month. It was at 54,060, down 8.31% last time I looked. Bitcoin is on pace for its fourth 20% drawdown from a record high in the last year. So talk about volatile. Gold lifted slightly to 1,791, up 0.4%. But even its safe haven status did not manage to lift it above the significant 1,800 US level. WTI oil was down 13.04% to 68.17, which puts a new view on the upcoming OPEC meeting, where pressure to lift production would have been on the table. Now, perhaps not so much. The US dollar index was down 0.73%, but is still somewhat stronger than of late. As Bloomberg put it, a stock bull run for the history books in the grip of a once-in-a-century virus always demanded gumption from the investing class. Now the tenacity of bulls is set for a fresh test as the Federal Reserve versus inflation narrative takes a back seat to fears the world is about to enter a new chapter of the pandemic. If we go into lockdowns now, we may end up with even higher inflation because of supply chain pressures, said Barry Norris, founder of Argonaut Capital Partners. Central banks aren't going to be able to come to the rescue this time. The equity leaderboard at the end of the holiday-shortened week echoed the dark days of COVID trading. Stay-at-home shares like Zoom and Peloton jumped, while airline shares dropped back into negative territory for the year. On one view, the market slide shows how little virus premium is built into global equities. Valuations are above their decade average. A basket of US reopening stocks is 20% higher this year, but much remains unknown about the new strain, including the efficacy of current vaccines, its rate of transmission, and the likely policy response. Compared to early 2020, governments and hospitals are much better equipped to deal with the novel virus, and more antiviral treatments are available. But before news of the variant spread, Wall Street was busy publishing outlooks for 2022 that projected more of the same solid risk appetite in markets, with the US recovery trundling along thanks to the vaccine buoying stocks anew. But the investing playbook, based on inflation, monetary tightening, and earnings, suddenly look less certain. Consensus forecasts for the next year are very much on the bullish side. Ella Hoxha, senior investment manager at Pictet Asset Management, said on Bloomberg. Perhaps you have to take a probability event with a more severe pandemic outcome. That's what the market is doing, buying some downside protection. The bull case is that thanks to the sharp profit recovery, the MSCI's world price relative to its 12-month forward earnings has actually dropped this year, and low bond yields continue to make the earnings yield of stocks benchmarks look even more alluring. The bearish argument is that an expected earnings multiple of 19 for the global index compares with 17 at the end of 2019 and a decade average of nearly 16. So even by post-crisis standards, valuations look lofty. Which side prevails may hinge on whether central banks will delay cutting stimulus if the virus spreads anew, threatening economic activity. Any enduring shift in monetary calculations has the capacity to whipsaw global markets. In money market bets, traders delayed the timing of the first US rate hike to September from June and slashed wagers that the Eurozone would see a higher deposit rate by the end of 2022. If this is going to take the world backwards from a COVID perspective, then it's likely that inflation will abate and monetary policy will stay looser for a long time, which is likely to be a positive for markets in the medium term, said Dan Boardman Weston, the Chief Investment Officer at BRI Wealth Management. Popular investing styles are therefore once again at the mercy of unpredictable virus headlines, and in turn the interest rate responses. Among strategies deployed by quant investors, a trade that buys value stocks and dumps pricey ones dropped on Friday. The flight to safety also fueled a jump in trades tied to profitable and low volatility shares, while hurting a bet on small cap outperformance. The normalization trade will get delayed, which is reflected in stock prices this morning, said Max Anderley, senior portfolio manager at UBS Asset Management. Until more is known, the risk trade that relied on higher bond yields will most likely see some profit taking. Cruise operators like Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian Cruise Line each plunged more than 10%, while shares in United Airlines, Delta Airlines, and American Airlines also dropped significantly. Retailers dropped as well, down 2.04% as Black Friday kicked off the holiday shopping season with worries that the new variant could depress store traffic. Selling was broad, with big declines of more than 1% in all 11 major S&P sectors, except healthcare, which fell just 0.45% because the vaccine manufacturers did quite well. It is deja vu all over again for like the eighth time, said Keith Buchanan, senior portfolio manager at Global Investment in Atlanta. What we understand about the variant could accelerate over the weekend. If there is more concerning news than good news, a lot of people don't want to be holding risk assets on Monday morning or are afraid of what that could look like come Monday morning. Despite the sell-off, market participants noted the drop was likely exaggerated by the thin volume during the shortened post-Thanksgiving holiday season. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 905 points, or 2.53%, to 34,899. The S&P 500 lost 2.27% to 4,594, and the Nasdaq dropped 353 points, or 2.23%, to 15,491. The US domestically focused Russell 2000 small cap index fell 3.67%, and both the S&P 500 and small cap Russell index posted their biggest one-day percentage drop since February the 25th. The S&P 500 banks index dropped 3.87% as investors dialed back expectations of faster US interest rate hikes. Energy, this year's best performing sector, dropped 4% on the day, its biggest decline in more than 8 months, as crude prices plunged more than $10 a barrel. Elevated US inflation, coupled with strong economic data, and the renomination of Jerome Powell as Federal Reserve Chair by US President Joe Biden has fueled expectations the central bank might hike interest rates sooner than expected. The volatility index, known of course as Wall Street's fear gauge, hit its highest level since early March. It closed at 28.62, up a whopping 54.04%. The question, of course, is whether today's market swoon is simply a knee-jerk reaction to the latest pandemic news or a more serious structural fracture before we witness a longer-term reversal in sentiment. It's too early to say. As in the past, we've seen dramatic V-shaped reversals, so it's a question of being patient and waiting for what unfolds in the early part of next week. Often during holiday periods, we do see the market makers develop trap moves on low volumes and low liquidity. But other investors remained optimistic. The variant is a scary headline, and that could have caused a knee-jerk reaction, IG Markets analyst Carl Rodder said on Bloomberg. North America off the desks for a holiday on Thursday means there's a wall of buyers missing and thinner markets make for more pronounced moves, he added. Markets have had a very strong run over the last 12 months, and so it is no surprise to see a reaction like this, said Dan Borderman-Weston, Chief Investment Officer of BRI Wealth Management. If this is going to take the world backward from a COVID perspective, then it's likely that inflation will abate and monetary policy will stay looser for a long time, which is likely to be positive for markets in the medium term. But the other question testing markets is their belief that the Fed will step in to prevent market falls, as they've done consistently over recent years. But of course, the new take on inflation, as represented by Powell's acceptance statement, which referred to inflation management as a key priority, suggests more limited room for manoeuvre. And horror of horrors, what if the Fed does not protect investors? Well then, the overcooked markets are due for a significant correction. Valuations are simply not justified on current metrics. Remember that investors poured almost $900 billion US dollars into equity exchange traded and long only funds in 2021. That's exceeding the combined total of the past 19 years. At these valuations, any sort of headline is going to cause this pullback, Brian Velig, NJP Wealth Advisors president, said. You definitely don't want to be 100% in risk assets, whether it's interest rate risk, inflation risk, policy risk, and now another cue for the healthcare crisis. Letting us all know we're not out of the pandemic. It's terrible news, Ipek Osake, a senior analyst at SwissQuote said in a mailed comment. The new COVID-19 variant could hit the economic recovery, but this time the central banks won't have enough margin to act. They can't fight inflation and boost growth at the same time. They have to choose. Over in Europe, European stocks plummeted amid widespread selling on Friday as those reports of the newly identified and possibly vaccine-resistant variant stoked fresh fears to the global economy and drove investors out of riskier assets. The benchmark Stoxx 600 index ended 3.7% down. That's its worst session since June 2020, while the volatility gauge for the main stock market hit a new 10-month high. Today's losses saw the Stoxx 600 lose 4.5%. France's CAC 40 shed 4.8%. UK's FTSE dropped 3.6%, while Germany's DAX fell 4.2% and Spain's IBEX lost 5%. With Europe and some northern parts of the US in a stretched situation due to an already high number of new cases and hospitalizations, this new virus strain comes at the worst possible time, said Peter Garney, head of equity strategy at Saxo Bank. Equities are reacting negatively because it's unknown at this point to what degree the vaccines will be effective against the new strain, and thus it increases risks of new lockdowns. Among the European stock sectors, travel and leisure plummeted 8.8% in its worst day since the COVID-19 shock sell-off in March 2020. Britain announced a temporary ban on flights from South Africa and several neighbouring countries after 12 p.m. on Friday. The European Union is also planning similar moves. Travel stocks were the worst performers this week, down 13.6%. Concerns over rising COVID-19 cases have pulled the European stock markets from record highs last week amid fears of more restrictions. The virus scare prompted Eurozone money markets to scale back bets of a rate hike from the European Central Bank next year. Odds of a 10 basis point rate hike in December 2022 almost halved from 100% earlier in the week. Eurozone government bond yields dropped, pressurising European bank stocks, which lost 6.9%. And oil and gas producers slumped 5.8%, while miners tumbled 5% as oil and metal prices lost ground as reports of the new virus variant fueled economic slowdown worries. The technology sector had relatively smaller losses thanks to gains in stay-at-home stocks. Defensives, such as healthcare and utilities, fell the least. Asia-Pacific stocks were mostly down on Friday, ending the week on a down note over that same virus discovery. Japan's Nikkei 225 tumbled 2.53% to 28,751. The Tokyo Core Consumer Price Index grew just 0.3% year-on-year, while the Tokyo ex-food and energy CPI recorded zero growth month-on-month in November. Hong Kong's Hang Seng dropped 2.67% to 24,080, with China Evergrande shares down 10.39%. China's Shanghai Composite was down just 0.56%, 24,080. The aggregate index of 8 early indicators showed that the Chinese economic recovery from COVID-19 continued to slow in November, with car and home sales continuing to drop as a housing market crisis lingers. Now in Australia, the ASX 200 fell 1.28%, with retail sales growing to a better than expected 4.9% month over month in October. The Australian share market receded though on Friday after the detection of the new COVID-19 variant. The ASX 200 ended the week 1.6% lower in its third consecutive week of losses. Shares in Appen tumbled 18.8%, to $9.45 after Macquarie speculated the stock could potentially downgrade its outlook in coming weeks. The broker pointed out that Appen is yet to provide a year-end guidance update, which indicates the risk of potential downgrade. In 2018 and 2019, the company upgraded guidance in mid-November, whereas in 2020, Appen downgraded guidance in December, it said. The difference in timing of upgrades versus downgrades are due to Appen's lack of earnings visibility, in our view. Travel stocks were also among the worst hit because of the fresh concerns about the new coronavirus variant. Flight Centre skidded 7.5% to $17.14, closely followed by Qantas, which dropped 5.5% to $5. All four major banks dipped into the red, with Westpac's shares shedding 2.8% to $21.08. The energy sector came under pressure after oil prices edged lower, sending oil surge 5.5% lower to $3.99. And EML Payments was among the rare outperformers, up just 0.6% to $3.63 after Thursday's update from the Central Bank of Ireland. But here we are, on the edge once again. And of course now the question is this just another blip, or is this something more substantive? But I want to come back to this fundamental point. We know the current price levels of most stocks in most markets is overcooked. So if there is something substantive here, we could see that significant correction, which many of us has been believing will come at some point. It would be a little ironic if it was a return of the virus that triggered another crash. But this time around, central banks don't have the ammo to do what they did last time. Or do they? We'll see. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.